Amen. Father, we just thank you. Thank you so much for the cross, for all that was done for us on that cross. We thank you. Just want to request us to please take our seats. I'm going to read for us from Isaiah. We'll start in chapter 52, Isaiah 52. We'll read from verse 13, and then we'll read through chapter 53. So we'll start Isaiah 52. So today what we've done is just taken time to reflect on the cross through these wonderful hymns that have been written, through choruses, through some contemporary songs, and also look at the cross through the scriptures. As we have the scriptures read out for us, it enables us to just look back at the cross and what actually happened. And we're going to read now from Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah was speaking about 750 years prior to the cross. And here's what he said. Isaiah 52, we'll start reading from verse 13. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So he shall sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him. For what has not been told them, they shall see, and what they had not heard, they shall consider. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin,
He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. And by his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Powerful. Over 700 years before it actually happens, the prophet Isaiah detailed what would take place. And the cross did take place. This morning, before we partake of the Lord's table together, I just want to remind us of one aspect of the cross of Jesus. And I want to go back to the Passover. This is in Exodus chapter 12. I'm going to read a few verses from there as well. Exodus chapter 12, verses 11, 13, and 23. Exodus chapter 12, verses 11, 13, and 23. Here are the instructions that God gave through Moses for his people on that very first time that they participated in what later came to be known as the Passover, or what came to be known as the Passover. Exodus 12:11. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So shall you eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Verse 13. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Verse 23. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. So in Exodus 12, the feast of the Passover was instituted. God gave it to his people. And this was on the 14th day of the first month. He said, this is the first month, the beginning of your year, the month of Nisan. On the 14th day, this is what you will do. You'll take, and they began the preparation on the 10th day. On the 10th day, they selected a lamb for each home. On the 14th day, they killed the lamb, collected the blood of the lamb, and they applied the blood to the doorposts, to the lintel and the doorposts. And God said, on that day, I will pass through the land. And this was his final judgment against Egypt. Final judgment. And he's going to strike the firstborn of every home. But to his people he said, if you apply the blood, I will pass over. And the destroyer will not come in. I just want us to get a little understanding of what that Passover is, and then apply it for us today. Now, there are two different Hebrew words used there in that chapter. There is the word Passover, the Lord's Passover, Pishak, talking about the sacrificial lamb itself. This is the Lord's sacrificial lamb. This is the Lord's Passover. But there's a different word, Hebrew word, the verb that is used when he says, the Lord will pass over you. A different word, Pasach. Literally, it means he will skip over That's a traditional meaning, and it's right. He will skip over your house. And so when we think of the Passover, there is the blood of the sacrificial lamb, the Pesach, applied to the doorpost. And what does God do? He passes over you. That's the traditional and the literal meaning. But there is a deeper meaning that I want us to look at, understand. In verse 23 that we just read, he said, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come in. So there's a little different picture here. The Lord will pass over, not in the sense of skipping over, but in the sense of covering your door. He'll be your guard. He'll be your defense. He will be your protector. He will pass over this door, and he will not allow the destroyer to enter. So the complete meaning of the Passover is that when you've got the blood applied to your doorpost, God himself is going to stand guard at the door. He's going to pass across or pass over this door. He's going to guard the entrance to your home so that the destroyer cannot come in. So, why is that important? The Passover, three things happened in Exodus 12. In the keeping of the Passover. First, God was the defender of his people. When the blood was applied, he passed over the door of every home of his own people so that the destroyer could not enter. The second, God was the deliverer of his people. Because on that night, that very night, after 430 years being in Egypt, in one night, they made their way out of Egypt. He delivered his people from 400 years of bondage. The third thing that happened on that Passover night is God blessed his people. He blessed his people. What happened? He told his people, before you go, tell all the Egyptians, give me your gold, give me your silver, give me your clothing. And they gave it. What they had worked for 400 years in one night, they received. He blessed his people not only materially, he also blessed them physically. The Bible says, this is Psalm 105 verse 37. He says, he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among all their tribes. He brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble, one sick person among all their tribes. So he blessed them. Materially, physically, in every sense, he blessed them. So the feast of the Passover, when it happened the first time, three things happened. God defended his people, God delivered his people, and God blessed his people. Can we say that together? God defended his people, delivered his people, and he blessed his people. Let's say it again. God defended his people, delivered his people, and blessed his people. I want to emphasize that delivered part. The defended part a little bit. There is another scripture in Isaiah 31 verses 4 and 5 that uses the same word, Passover, the Pesach. Isaiah 31, 4 and 5. It uses the same word, but it captures so beautifully God being a defender. It captures the whole meaning of it. So let's look at it. Isaiah 31 verses 4 and 5. For thus the Lord has spoken to me, as a lion roars and as a young lion over his prey. When a multitude of shepherds is summoned against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor be disturbed by their noise. So the Lord of hosts will come down to fight for Mount Zion and for its hill. Verse 5. Like birds flying about, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending, he will also deliver it. Passing over, Pasach, he will preserve it. Everything captured in one verse. The Lord will defend Jerusalem. Defending, he will deliver. Passing over, he will preserve. So God defends, delivers, preserves. Amen. And verse 4, the picture is there. You know, when a young lion captures its prey, you know how it doesn't matter how many shepherds come and what noises they make, they're not going to scare that lion. I mean, he's going to surround that prey. He's going to take care of it till he finishes it. So that's kind of the picture that's being painted. God is going to so surround us, so protect us, so defend, deliver, preserve, passing over us. I said, why are you so excited about all this? Because the New Testament says Christ is our Passover. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Therefore, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump. Since you truly are unleavened, let's read it. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Christ, our Passover. That first Passover was only a shadow. It was only a type. It was only a figure. It was pointing to the reality. It was pointing to the substance. It was pointing to what was yet to come. The one that was much, much greater, much more powerful, much more real, and that is Jesus Christ. And Christ is our Passover, which means Jesus is our defender, Jesus is our deliverer, and Jesus is our the one who blesses us. Everything that the first Passover did, Christ does for us today in an immeasurably greater way. That was only a type. Jesus is the reality. That was only a figure. Jesus is the substance of it. That was only a pointer. Jesus is the one who fulfills it completely. Christ is your Passover. Amen. Now, the next verse, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 8 says, now let us keep, talking to us New Testament Christians, let us keep the feast. So that doesn't mean we need to go do the same thing, but in a spiritual sense, we are to partake and say, yes, Christ is my Passover. Let us keep the feast. And Hebrews 11 says, by faith, they kept the Passover. And so we do it the same way. We keep it by faith. So this morning or this afternoon, let's keep the Passover. So Jesus, you are my Passover. I am receiving your blood on my life. Your blood is applied to my life. Amen. It's on the doorpost of my life. It's on the lintel of my heart. Your blood is applied. And your blood on me means you are my defender. You are my deliverer. And you are the one who blesses my life. Amen. He's our Passover. If that's what happened the first Passover night, that's what will happen over and over and over again for you and me as we embrace Jesus Christ as our Passover. And this afternoon, as we partake of the elements, we are proclaiming that I believe in Jesus Christ being my Passover. Amen. Before we partake of the elements, I'm sorry, ushers, I'm going to get you to do one more thing. I just want to give an invitation. If there is anyone here that, if you've never received Jesus Christ into your life, to have His blood applied on the doorpost of your heart. If you've never done that, that's the first thing that you need to do before we partake. There's anyone here, if you personally, I've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your life and to wash you with His blood. Now, it doesn't matter if you have a Christian name. Just because you have a Christian name doesn't mean the blood just gets applied. It doesn't matter if you've been going to church a long time. It's good, but that's not enough. The blood had to be applied. You had to apply the blood. Only that gave you the Passover. So if there's any person here today, and you never prayed, you may have gone to church, you may have done all those things, but you never prayed and said, Jesus, I need your blood to be applied to my heart, to wash my sins away, to be applied on the doorpost of my life. I want to lead us in a prayer first. I want to invite you to join me in that prayer. And after that, we will all partake of these elements. So let's just bow our heads, please. And if there's anybody here in this auditorium, up in the balcony, outside in the foyer, if you've never personally prayed and asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, to wash you with His blood and apply His blood to you, and I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me, please. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe you died for my sins. And I believe your blood will cleanse me. I ask you to wash me with your blood. Let your blood be applied to my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior and help me to follow you and you alone the rest of my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is the most important decision you've ever made in your life. To ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, to have His blood wash you and have His blood applied to your heart. So if you prayed this prayer with me for the very first time today, we want to celebrate with you. So right where you are, remain seated, but just kindly wave your hand at me. Is anyone here in this auditorium? You prayed this prayer with me for the very first time. Could you wave your hand at me, please? We just want to celebrate with you. Anybody here in this auditorium? Just wave your hand at me. Anyone here? You prayed this prayer with me for the very first time? Anyone? Did that little boy pray there? Just wonderful. Anyone else? Anyone else? Just thank the Lord for that. Anyone else? You prayed this prayer with me for the very first time. I don't know anyone in the balcony. But if you prayed this prayer with me, just wave your hand at me. Our ushers will come to you and give you a welcome packet, a bag that has some resources in it. So you just want to make sure you receive that. Anyone else for the very first time? Okay. Let's thank the Lord. At least one person. One little boy, thank you. God bless. God bless. Praise God for that. Amen. Amen. All right. So now we're going to partake of the Lord's table. And most of us would have brought these elements with us when we walked in. If you don't have the elements with you, you can raise your hand so that our ushers can come and serve you, please. If you just keep your hand raised, they will see where you are and they will come to you and serve you. Then we are going to pray and partake of this together. But just remember what this means. You're saying that you believe Jesus Christ is your Passover. Because the Bible says Christ is our Passover. And His blood applied to your hearts defends you, delivers you, and blesses you. Amen. That's real. That's what he does for us now. He defends us. He delivers us. He blesses us. So let's all say this together. I believe Jesus Christ is my Passover. He covers me. He surrounds me. He defends me. He delivers me. He blesses me. He's my Passover. Father, in Jesus' name, we sanctify these simple elements of wafer and juice. That as we eat this, Lord, even as the Lord Jesus taught us, we proclaim that Jesus Christ is our Passover. He is the real Passover. And he is our Passover. And so even this afternoon, Lord, as we partake of this, we say that Jesus Christ is our defender. He passing over us, he surrounds us, he defends us. He delivers us, he preserves us. We proclaim that he is our deliverer. He has delivered us from the powers of darkness. He has translated us into the kingdom of his own dear son. And we proclaim that he is the one who blesses our lives in every way. And we receive that, Lord. And Holy Spirit, we invite you to administer the full blessings of Christ our Passover to each one of us, right where we are. All across the auditorium, in the balcony, those watching online, let Christ, the real Passover, the true Passover, let his defending, delivering, and blessing work take place in us as we partake of these elements. Holy Spirit, administer that to us, we pray. The Lord Jesus said, take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake of the bread together, please. The Lord Jesus said, this is my blood of the new covenant that is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, we thank you that your blood applied to our hearts, to our lives. That you see the blood and you pass over us. You surround us, defend us. You deliver us. You bring us out in victory, in triumph. And with that expectation, Lord, we partake of this cup. Let's partake of the cup together, please. Father, in Jesus' name, we bring each of ourselves, our homes, our families, our children, everything that concerns us, we bring it under the blood. And thank you that Christ, our Passover, watches over us. We thank you. Could we all please rise to our feet? Going to receive the benediction. I'll just pray a prayer of blessing and close. Father, I just pray over our homes, our families, our lives. That what you did for your people on that first night, do for each of us. That you'll be our defender, God. You will pass over us, that no destroyer will be able to enter. That you will deliver. We thank you that you have delivered us. But God, if there be any person here, anyone amongst us, struggling with anything, that God, we will experience your deliverance in our lives. Because Christ is our Passover. And God, that you would lead us forth, just as you led your people, with your blessing, with your favor. You brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person in all their tribes, even so, Lord. Bless each one of us. Lead us forth in your blessing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with each of us always. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you for being here this afternoon. Easter Sunday, we will have services at our regular location. So wherever you're worshiping, you're most welcome to go there and just celebrate Jesus with God's people. Thank you. See you again.